Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5-Fit Days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
I know what you're thinking. This guy's bald. And you're right, I am. How I'd love to walk into a Supercuts. They'd use their expert training to suggest a perfect cut. Sadly, though, the only suggestion I need is what clipper number to use on the back of my head. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of two tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4720.
It's the once-a-year half-off everything sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers. If it's in the case, it's half-off, except loose diamonds. This Friday and Saturday only, all four locations. This is the one half-off everything sale in every case at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
All right, I'm here. My name is Gary Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions.
My daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you're ready for Thursday night football. I know Bennett Doyle is. Titans, Jaguars, NFL Network. Tennessee's team on a big national stage. But do Memphians even care? I heard Jeff Calkins and Jeffrey Wright talking about it this morning. I've seen their Twitter poll. We'll get into that conversation momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. Jake Weingarten owns and runs StockRisers.com, which is a national basketball recruiting website. Interesting young guy. It's like 18 years old, and it has become a legitimate, reputable source in the world of college basketball recruiting. So I'm going to have Jake on here in about 20 minutes. We'll talk. I want to ask him about him. Like, how do you become who he's become at such a young age? So we'll start there, then branch off into some basketball recruiting stuff, including Penny's Tigers, including Kennedy Chandler. Jake Weingarten's going to join me about 4:25. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 4:44, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, big baseball game tonight, opposite Thursday Night Football. It'll be on Fox, so it'll actually be on the bigger network channel. NL Central Showdown, Cardinals-Cubs, Wrigley Field. Cardinals going to enter with a 3-game lead on the Cubs, 10 games left in the regular season. So this is the start of a huge 4-game series for Cubs and Cardinals fans. We'll get into that around 4:44. Congratulations to the Atlanta Braves with a win earlier this afternoon over the Nationals. Maybe the Phillies. Who did the Braves beat today?
I'll tell you.
They beat somebody.
I got you. Hang on.
Yeah, Philadelphia. Bryce Harper and the Phillies. 5-4 win. They become NL East champions for the second consecutive year, barring something crazy. They have clinched nothing worse than a tie for the division. So all they have to do is win one more game, or the Nationals have to lose one more game. Both of those things are going to happen, and they will be guaranteed NL East champs. Ronald Acuna goes into the record books today. Second youngest player ever to hit 40 home runs. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Antonio Brown has been dropped by Nike. No longer is under the Nike umbrella, so not surprising, but still significant. We'll get into that. And the commercial pill endorsed a mayoral candidate earlier today, and to the surprise, I think, of probably nobody, it is not the woman who said once upon a time in a tweet that she's glad she can't have white babies because she might have to kill it because it could be a demon. Just little advice. You ever even think you might run for mayor? Don't tweet about killing babies, even if you're joking.
No.
And if you do, at least tweet it. You know, I mean, delete it before you run for mayor, because it could come back to haunt you. Just like a white demon baby. We'll get into that during Four Notable Stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins. Just like always, and I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Thursday night football. It's Jaguars, Titans, week three. Jags come in, of course, 0-2. Titans are 1-1. Got the big win on the road against Cleveland. Come back in the home opener over there in Nashville and stunk up the joint against the Indianapolis Colts. Yep. So the Titans are 1-1. They're a slight favorite tonight, like a 1.5-point favorite on the road. Jacksonville, of course, starting a rookie quarterback. And the Jalen Ramsey drama hangs over the game. All indications are that he will not be traded in advance of tonight and that he will be on the field tonight representing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's crazy.
It was. Would you play him?
Absolutely not.
I don't think I would either.
Like, and I'm not saying that because I'm a Titans fan. I'm saying that because great players get hurt every single week in the NFL.
Every week. And I know it's unlikely if you're a cornerback, but it's not impossible if you're a cornerback. And I heard Jeff and Jeffrey talking about this morning, and the point one of them made, I get them confused. Their names sound similar, you know?
Yes.
So the point one of them made is that, hey, listen, it's only week three, and even the Jaguars are still playing for something. So if you're still playing for something, then you're going to play Jalen Ramsey. And I guess that makes sense on one level, except on the other hand, all indications are they are going to trade him.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jalen Ramsey's people have said they expect to be traded in the next 10 days. So it's not like a likely scenario is you keep playing Jalen Ramsey because you might not trade Jalen Ramsey. Like all indications are they are going to move him.
Right.
They just wait until the price is right. So if you're already going to, if you're sure and they seem sure they're going to move off of him, then you are giving up, essentially, on going to the playoffs this season, especially when you started, though. You're already in a hole. So he ain't going to be the reason you get anywhere because he ain't going to be around much longer, at which point, even if you win tonight, what good does it do? And if you lose tonight or win tonight, but Jalen Ramsey suffers some sort of injury that minimizes his trade value, well, then you done messed up. It's why with the Pelicans last year, once Anthony Davis came and said he wanted a trade and the Pelicans made it clear they are going to move him, I'd have shut him down.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. The NBA threatened to fine them, you know, game after game after game, and I added it all up. And I just said the fine is nothing compared to what you lose if this person who is no longer a part of your future gets injured and has his trade value decreased. So I'm with you. I wouldn't play Jalen Ramsey tonight, but they are going to play him. Adam Schefter had a report where teams were calling the NFL office and saying, hey, listen, what happens if he plays on Thursday night and then we trade for him on Friday morning? Can he play for us on Sunday? Like, could Jalen Ramsey play for two different teams in week three? The rules say you cannot. You get to play one game for one team each week, regardless of whether it's on a Thursday or a Saturday deeper into the season or a Sunday. So the second Jalen Ramsey plays tonight, there's no scenario under which he plays on Sunday for any other franchise, even if he is traded by Jacksonville to another franchise tomorrow, Saturday, whenever. So Jalen Ramsey expected to be in uniform. Titans are a slight favorite. Kickoff, I think, scheduled for 7:20-ish. You can watch that on the NFL Network. But what Jeffrey and Jeff settled into mostly this morning is a conversation about how Memphians feel about the Tennessee Titans. Because though it is Nashville's franchise, it is the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
And if you just compare it to any other professional sports franchise that has the state's name as opposed to the city's name, it's hard to imagine that team not being embraced by the state in totality. For instance, the Utah Jazz, You know that they're loved in Salt Lake City. That's where they are. But what if I told you the second most significant city in Utah didn't care at all about the Utah Jazz? Like, that would surprise you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah, that would, you'd be like, well, what? Like, why don't, like, really? That's the second most significant city in the state of Utah. And you're telling me they either don't care about the Jazz or they actually root against that? It just would be weird.
It actually surprises national NFL guests when they come on our station.
Right. I think some have a sense for it. But the truth is the Titans really don't matter that much here, even though it is the Tennessee Titans and we are in Memphis, Tennessee. It's a unique situation for exactly the reasons I just explained. But I'm fortunate enough to have a producer who is a Titans fan, and I don't imagine it's because you were an Oilers fan who just moved over to Nashville with the franchise.
Right, so it's a weird kind of situation for me. It was just perfect timing because I was a kid in 1997 when they played that one season at the Liberty Bowl. And so that was my first NFL game. Me and my dad went. We went and saw the Titans play. They were the Oilers, the Tennessee Oilers, for that one season. Came and played. They played the Raiders at the Liberty Bowl. And like I said, that was my first NFL game. And I was like 8 years old. So my dad's explaining, hey, this is the home team. This is the road team. Here's what they're doing. Here's what they're doing. And so you're just soaking it all in. And, I mean, as a kid, that just kind of became my team, you know. And I think there's probably a lot of people my age that are Titans fans in Memphis that had that same experience where they went that season and saw the Titans play and became a fan in that 1 year.
Sure. I could see that. I think for people who are older than you, so people like me, less likely to fall into that category.
Agreed.
For various reasons. I do think, and you mentioned in 97 you were 8 years old, that is like the years where you start to become a sports fan.
Right.
Like, I'm a Mets fan, for better or worse, usually worse, almost always worse. And you know, there's a lot of different reasons. One of them is because, as I've explained many times, when I was a child, we didn't have like Major League Baseball at bat. You couldn't watch all the teams. You could watch three teams on TV. Mm-hmm. Three teams were on TV. That was it. Atlanta Braves on TBS, Chicago Cubs on WGN, New York Mets on WWOR. Mets had a minor league team in Mississippi. And this is the most important thing, I think, besides the fact that they were visible, they were on television and available to me. They were young, they had young stars.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm born in 77. You get Daryl Strawberry, Doc Gooden when I'm like 5 years old, 6 years old. Then they break through with these young stars. They win a World Series. And it's mostly been terrible ever since. But boom, I was hooked from, you know, 84, 85, and then obviously 80, 86. So I think people your age, yes, there's a segment of the population that are Titans fans who live here for the exact same reasons. For people my age, I think you remember everything about that time and everything that falls under that NFL umbrella, and it's set up a situation where you didn't want to embrace, at the time, the Tennessee Oilers, because it was Nashville's team and it was supposed to be your team, or at the very least, you were supposed to have your own team in Memphis playing at the Liberty Bowl or some other stadium that could someday be built. And that's why I think people just sort of clocked out on the Titans largely, or actually root against the Titans because they resent that this ever happened the way that it happened. The results of the poll, by the way, 54% of like around 700 people who responded said they just don't care, just do not give a flip about the Titans in general. 37% said they root for them to win, so that's your group. And then only 8% root for them to lose. And I would say that that number is smaller than I thought, but still, like, that just means to me there's 8% of people who responded to the poll who are weird, because there's really only one reason to root against the Titans, and that's because you are resentful of Nashville, because you have an inferiority complex about Nashville. You know, it's you also root against the Predators, and you also root against, you know, just Nashville as a city.
Yeah.
You know, like, I hate Nashville. Nashville sucks. Like, Nashville doesn't suck. Nashville is awesome.
Yeah, like, I've never really been on that boat.
I promise you, in all of the ways that you can, that we determine whether a city is wonderful or not wonderful, booming or not booming, like Nashville, it checks all of the great boxes. If you could trade, just Nashville checks all the boxes. You sound like a crazy person trying to act like Nashville sucked.
Yeah.
Is Nashville different than Memphis? Yes, very different. And can you love and embrace the things about Memphis that are very different from Nashville? Yes, you can. I do as well. But Nashville is on fire. Like, Nashville is booming. You'd love to have a lot of the things that Nashville has going on right now.
I'd rather live here, but, like, I mean, the people that say that, like, everyone here goes to Nashville on, like, little short weekend trips, whether it's for a concert, a sporting event.
Yeah, I'll just keep it as simple as I can keep it. In all of the ways that you judge whether a city is awesome or not, Nashville checks way more boxes than any other city in the state of Tennessee, Memphis included. It just does, and I say that as a proud Memphian who was born here and has lived in the area my entire life. But still, that's the 8%. That's where that comes from. The I don't give a flip people are the people who I think largely, and I can tie it all back to these people either way, who just resented the way the whole thing went down. Because if you go back to the early 90s, Memphis was a serious candidate to get an NFL team. Mm-hmm. I think most people understand the calendar and how all this happened and in the order in which it happened. But for younger people, maybe you don't. So, early 90s, Memphis is a serious candidate to get an NFL franchise. And then in 1993, the NFL expands by two. And they announce that, first, Charlotte is going to get one. And then they announced that Jacksonville will get the other. And Jacksonville was actually a surprise. Like, Charlotte, not that big of a surprise. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville was like, what? Because it was a small market. You already had two franchises in Florida. But they decided to go to Jacksonville because they really wanted to be in the southeastern part of the United States.
Which was a mistake. I mean, they struggle with attendance.
Sure. But, like, Jacksonville had real backing from real people, among them Bud Adams, which I thought was interesting. And I don't remember all this, but I read a lot about it earlier today just to sort of refresh my memory or hopefully learn something I didn't know at all. But basically, when the franchises, Charlotte and Jacksonville, were awarded, the other candidates were Memphis, St. Louis, and Baltimore. Every one of them has... So Charlotte still got a franchise, Jacksonville still got a franchise, St. Louis subsequently got one, and Baltimore has one. The only one left out of the group is Memphis. So in 1995... Charlotte and Jacksonville start actually playing games. They become, you know, they're one of the franchises in the NFL. That is also when the Rams move to St. Louis. But you go back to 1993, and that's when Bud Adams first started having issues with Houston as a mm-hmm. city. He wanted a new stadium and all of the things that go along with it. And it became a obviously divisive topic in Houston, but the media, politicians, basically everybody was like, no, you stand up to this guy. They either just thought it was fundamentally wrong to do, or they didn't think he would actually leave Houston anyway. So either we're against this because we don't think we should be spending taxpayer money on this to this extent, or we're just going to hold tight because this dude ain't actually going to move the Oilers out of Houston. But obviously he was. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is that if he weren't, and he and a handful of other owners, but he was one of the more prominent ones, if he wasn't in favor of the NFL going to Jacksonville, the NFL might have gone to Memphis. And if the NFL goes to Memphis, can you then just a couple years later move the Titans, the Oilers, to Nashville? Like, I don't
interesting.
Know. His support, and I'm not saying they're tied together, like there was some scheme, like I'm going to support Jacksonville's candidacy so that I can move the Oilers to Nashville soon and Memphis won't be in my way with a franchise. I mean, there's no evidence that that's a scheme. In fact, like the timing of everything doesn't really add up. But it still like happened. It's a thing. He supported Jacksonville, which hurt Memphis, and then it left the state of Tennessee open to accept the Oilers as its first real professional top shelf franchise. And then, of course, they moved to Tennessee, but in that first season decided to play in Memphis. And it was an obvious miscalculation by the people who run the Oilers. You know, it's Tennessee's team. Memphis will embrace it. The problem was that Memphians were still stung from 1993.
Mm-hmm.
We want a franchise. Charlotte gets one. Okay, we'll take the other one. We want the other one. Jacksonville gets it. What? Now another franchise is moving to Tennessee, but not to us, to Nashville. They're going to come here for a year? We get to babysit Nashville's team for a year?
And it was supposed to be two.
Oh, yeah. Well, they pulled the plug after one because it was a disaster.
Yeah.
But if you understood the dynamics between Memphis and Nashville and what had just happened, how Memphians felt about the NFL, given that they'd just been burned, so to speak, by the NFL, you would have understood that it was a disaster from the jump. They didn't have that understanding. They didn't grasp it in that way. So they tried to come to Memphis. The idea being, well, we'll establish a fan base there, then we'll move into our proper city, and then we'll have the whole state. Well, no, Memphis just rejected it right at the jump. Not you, because you were 8 years old?
Yep.
So you probably don't go back to, you weren't 4 years old getting rejected by the NFL.
Right.
You have no concept of that. So I think at your age, it's just like, hey, this is a professional football NFL team. They're playing in my city. They're my state's team. I'm on board. But to anybody really, even just a few years older, and certainly, you know, many years older like myself, you're just like, nah, it never took. And then what happens? How do most people become fans of most things? Because the parents are, the dad is, the mom is, somebody.
Right.
So when people my age don't become Titans fans when they move to Tennessee, well, then guess who else doesn't become Titans fans? My kids.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care either. And so I do think largely in Memphis, that is what is the issue. It's a unique, complex situation, but it is a reality. I think the poll reflects the attitude of Memphians and people in the Memphis area pretty accurately. I think more people than not, even football fans, the type of people who would vote on in a poll sent out by a sports talk station, have a little more than half, more often than not, just don't care. Don't root against them. Just don't really care one way or another. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins more about this at 5 o'clock. When we come back, turn our attention to basketball recruiting. Jake Weingarten is the owner who also runs StockRisers.com. Talk college basketball recruiting with him next.
SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units. 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Tennessee Jacksonville tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Tennessee Jacksonville, free.
Police officer Darren Hall.
As Memphis mayor, nothing is more exciting to me than swearing in new police officers.
Police officer Teresa Gavin.
This is Jim Strickland. Since taking office, we have been aggressively recruiting more police to rebuild a police force that had been dangerously depleted.
Police officer Daniel Rodriguez.
Today, we have more than 450 new officers, the first net gain of officers in 7 years.
Police officer Reginald Robinson.
And we are continuing to recruit even more, because with more officers patrolling our streets, with more programs for our young people, we can build a city where every neighborhood is safe.
Jim Strickland, leadership matters. You can early vote in any location September 13th through September 28th. Paid for by friends of Jim Strickland, Paula Casey, treasurer.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store where they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently, we run differently, and walk differently, and our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why, at the New Balance Memphis store, we employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape, along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store, located in Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis, your feet will thank you.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect?
Big game in the NL Central tonight. Cubs-Cardinals gonna be on Big Fox. Cardinals enter with a three-game lead over the Chicago Cubs, who are banged up in every way. Javi Baez, Dunn, Anthony Rizzo, hurting. Cole Hamels not doing great. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Cox will join me a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he is the owner, the man who runs StockRisers.com, a national basketball recruiting website. His name's Jake Weingarten. Please make him the big interview, Bennett.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Hey, Jake, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Everything's good in my world. I appreciate you being here, and I want to get into actual, like, recruiting stuff momentarily. But first, I'm interested in your story. You're only, I think people know, only 18 years old, and yet you are running a reputable a source for college basketball recruiting. How do you become an 18-year-old college basketball recruiting reporter?
Actually, in eighth grade, I made the realization that I found watching the game was fun. I mean, I was good at basketball. I'm not going to lie to you. I still kind of am. But I kind of gave up on that basic NBA dream or that basic basketball dream. I loved playing it, but, like, I knew it wasn't going to get me anywhere when I was older. But, you know, I really wanted to be involved with the game. I was always around sports. It's, like, big in my family. So the way I felt getting was involved, I actually went to, I think it was Kansas versus Kentucky at Madison Square Garden, either my freshman, sophomore year of high school. And Quad A Green was a recruit at the time, and I saw how much hype he had and how many people were interested in just a 16-year-old kid, and I thought that it was really cool. So as, like, a year or two went by during freshman, sophomore year, I started looking into high school prospects like Tyrell Jones, Jalen Withers, Quinn Slezinski, and a bunch of guys that are now already in college or beyond that. And, you know, I just built great relationships with them, and the more film I started watching, the more guys I started, you know, connecting with, the better it got. And they went from knowing, you know, 20, 30 guys my freshman year to 100 sophomore year to hundreds my junior year. And I think at this point I could say I've talked to close to 1,000 high school athletes and coaches and college players and so forth, and I just loved it.
Talking to Jake Weingarten here on 92.9 FM ESPN. People can go and look for themselves. They look at your followers on Twitter. It is most of the best prospects in America who have hit the follow button on your Twitter account. Do you find it easier to build those relationships because, like, you're roughly the same age as them? It's always been my advice to young people when they ask me, how do I break into the basketball world? I say, focus on recruiting. You're the same age as those dudes. You speak their language. You might actually, like, go to the same places they go. Start there. Do you find it easier to develop the relationships because, you're their age, and I'm 25 years older than most of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I have heard from recruits, you know, they like to come to me because it goes further than basketball, and that's a thing that I'm really big on. You know, after guys commit, and even when they're in college now, we still speak, and I'm actually at college at the University of Louisville, and I know a majority of the guys that are incoming freshmen here that are freshmen here now. I was doing their recruiting coverage throughout high school, and the fact that, you know, some of us go to school now, it's kind of crazy, you know, like, we're the same age, and who would have thought that, you know, eventually we'd go to college together. But I do think that my age doesn't give me necessarily an advantage, but, you know, it helps when, you know, guys look to you to give information and they look to you to talk about other things. I mean, no offense to anyone older, but I mean, like, nowadays it's technology, Fortnite, this, that. Like, I've played Fortnite with recruits. I've talked to recruits on FaceTime. I've met recruits at events, and, you know, we talk stuff other than basketball. Like, they're my age. We connect, you know. With some of these older guys, it's just, you know, write an interview and talk about recruiting 24/7, and once they're committed, never speak to them again. Like, that's how it goes most of the time, and it's just different for me. You know, my favorite part about being in this business is building relationships and all the people I've met. And I think being around their age, especially with this 2019 class, since I'm in it, I think most of these guys are guys I'll know for a while. I'm
talking to Jake Weingarten here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He is on Twitter at Jake Weingarten. That's JAKEWEINGARTEN. He's the owner of StockRisers.com, a national basketball recruiting website. To your point, like, I was at USA Basketball. I sat down with Paolo Banchero, and I sat down with his father, and, like, you know, they were both awesome, but I got way more in common with his dad than I got in common with Paolo. So I get exactly what you're saying. Let's talk actually basketball recruiting. Speaking of Paolo, you tweeted earlier today, he and Kennedy Chandler, who is from Memphis here at Briarcrest Christian School, they're both going to visit Tennessee next month, and they're going to do it together. And you tweeted that one guy, Paolo, has told you he's spoken with about a potential team up or package deal in college is, in fact, Kennedy Chandler. Again, when I was at USA Basketball, those guys weren't both just there. They were teammates at USA Basketball. We've seen that type of thing develop into a team up in college before. Do you think that's a real possibility here?
Yes, of course. I mean, there's potential suitors, with Tennessee being a big one. Gonzaga is recently getting involved with Kennedy. I think they'll be in actually this week to watch him. It'll be an assistant, I'm told. And that's 32 suitors. And then Kentucky, who's interested in Paolo, is now getting interested in Kennedy. Duke, who's already offered Paolo, is now getting interested in Kennedy. And there's a bunch of potential suitors. Obviously, Memphis is in there too. And Memphis wasn't on was on Paolo's list, but didn't have a visit. But I think he'll end up taking an unofficial visit there. But there's potential suitors. And I was on the Sources Say podcast with Jack Pilgrim and Travis Graff. And Paolo was on with us. And Paolo was asked who was one guy you would team up with in college. And he listed Kennedy Chandler. He said that to me off of there also. Paolo and I talk a lot. And he has mentioned that to me before. And I said this today. That would be a real scary deal for whoever lands them. But the suitors are there. I mean, that's if either one doesn't reclassify. Paolo has said that he's not going to reclassify, but I think that if he gets the right pitch, it could happen, but that would be a scary duo.
He's good enough to reclassify. Like I had a coach who runs a program that's consistently in the top 10, who has a team that's going to be preseason top 10 this season, tell me at USA Basketball, Paolo Banchero could step in and start for us this year. And he's only in his junior year of high school. He's that kind of talent. Talking to Jake Weingarten here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Does anybody – listen, Paolo's going to take all the visits, and he's a well-rounded young man, and I know he's not worried about leaving home, but he has strong ties to Washington. He's grown up in Seattle. Do people really think he'll actually, at the end of the day, pull the trigger on something other than Washington?
Well, I think that those are just – regular, you know, hometown kid talks. We hear that about a bunch of recruits, but I think he will leave home. I think that those crystal balls from over a year ago, or they shouldn't even exist anymore. Paolo's talked about staying home. He wouldn't mind it, but at the same time, he's also said he's going to explore the option of leaving, and majority of his options are elsewhere, you know, Duke and all the Blue Bloods and whatnot, but I think he will end up leaving home. I think it's something he's heavily considered, and I think that the lock to Washington talks are, I think they're a little bit too much, because he does, actually, this week, he did get some crystal balls to Kentucky, so people do see him elsewhere. The Washington talks were something that went on for a while, but I think they're starting to ease away as time goes by. It's been quiet. He hasn't actually taken, like, a real visit there before. He's worked out in the gym and whatever, because he's only 20 minutes away. But I think my opinion is that he'll end up leaving home.
I was talking to Jake Weingarten here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You mentioned Memphis is involved with Paolo. They did not, or they're not going to get one of the visits that he's going to take in his junior year. It doesn't appear, not officially, perhaps an unofficial visit. But Memphis is still involved with several high-level prospects across the country after securing the number one recruiting class in America this past year. I'm always interested to get an outsider's perspective. What has made Penny Hardaway and his staff so effective on the recruiting trail?
Just Penny's cool. And actually, Mike Miller is a name I've heard from a lot of recruits that they love him a lot. And it was even with Terrence Clark prior to his commitment in Kentucky, who said like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago that he loves Mike Miller, and that's a reason why Memphis was so heavily considered by Terrence Clark. Obviously, he went elsewhere, but a lot of guys are happy with Mike Miller, and everyone loves Penny. I mean, obviously, the parents of the recruits were around when Penny was playing, and that's obviously cool for them, but I've heard that Penny's a real cool guy, and he made Memphis a really intriguing spot.
I'll wrap it up here with Jake Weingarten from StockRisers.com. Last thing before I let you go. There's a young man who moved here to Memphis within the past several weeks. He's now in school at Lausanne Collegiate School. Top 10 prospect class of 2021 named Musa Cisse. I think people in Memphis know his name, don't really know much else about him or his game. What, if anything, can you tell folks here about Musa Cisse?
Well, actually, my high school team played against his high school team when he was at Christ the King. So I actually have seen him play a bunch of times. He's an amazing rim protector. I think that's the best asset of his game is his defense. But recruitment-wise, Memphis is currently a lock, apparently, on several outlets. Kentucky was slated to see him last week, but I think instead they were there yesterday. So obviously the options are getting weighed. Once again, I don't think anyone's really a lock anywhere until it happens, but he's real talented. He's actually this past summer, although it was just an outdoor game in New York, he did have, I think it was 19 blocks. I think it was at Lincoln Park, and he had 19 blocks, and it was a park record. So it was very cool to watch. But he's a really good rim protector, could score in the paint, and there's a reason he's top 10.
That is Jake Weingarten from StockRisers.com. Go check the website, StockRisers.com, and make sure you find him on Twitter. Incredible recruiting info. That's at Jake Weingarten. That's at Jake Weingarten. Jake, awesome stuff, man. I appreciate you being here. Really impressive what you've been able to accomplish at such a young age. So keep doing what you're doing, and I'll catch up with you soon.
I appreciate you, Gary. Thank you for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you for being here. That's Jake Weingarten from StockRisers.com. Impressive young guy. Like, every once in a while, I'll have young people who are ambitious and focused and interested in perhaps getting into this profession in some form. They want to be on radio. They want to be in television. They want to cover basketball, whatever. And they'll ask me for advice, and I'll give them the best advice I got. But seems like maybe I just send them to Jake. Like, hey, if you're trying to figure out how to be relevant at a young age, like, I wasn't relevant at 18 years old. It took me a little bit longer. You try to figure out how to be relevant at 18, maybe talk to Jake Weingarten from StockRisers.com, because he has already figured it out. On Paolo Banchero, that's interesting stuff. First off, let's grab the headline. He said, best he can tell, Musa Cisse is a lock for the University of Memphis. Top 10 player, class of 2021, who moved from New York to Memphis. He's now in school over at Los Angeles Collegiate School. So that's interesting. The Paolo Banchero stuff, also interesting, that he has acknowledged publicly that he would like to maybe, just maybe, team up with Brian Chris Christian, point guard, Kennedy Chandler. Like I said, when I was at USA Basketball, it wasn't just that Kennedy and Paolo were both there. They were teammates. The way that works is they divide people up into teams, and then you work out together, you eat together, mm-hmm. you hang out together, and then ultimately it becomes a competition on the final day. And so Paolo and Kennedy weren't just there. They were actually teammates. Paolo being the best frontcourt player and Kennedy being the best backcourt player on that particular team. And so, you know, listen, I still think if you're Memphis or Tennessee, it's going to be tough to get him to pick something other than Kentucky or Duke or Washington. Like, he's got the hometown option. And for people who maybe don't know his background, his mother played basketball at Washington. His father played football at Washington. His uncle played football at Washington. He's grown up in Seattle. And under Mike Hopkins, Washington is obviously recruiting at a high level. They just enrolled two top 15 players in the class of 2019, same way Memphis did, two possible lottery picks, just like Memphis did. So when you got a staff that's recruiting at a high level, you've got all of the natural ties to the young man and his family. Like, he's grown up going to Washington basketball games and football games. That's tough. But you could beat it. Mm-hmm. And Jake suggested that he thinks somebody will. But then you got Kentucky Duke. So it's like, okay, can you beat the hometown option plus Kentucky and Duke? Like, that's what you got to do if you are Gonzaga, if you're Tennessee, if you're Memphis. You got to beat the hometown option with all those ties plus Kentucky and Duke. Like, good luck. I ain't ruling nothing out, but that's a tough deal. But the idea that he said he wants to play with Kennedy Chandler, I think, gives Memphis a better chance than it otherwise would have, or perhaps Tennessee a better chance than it otherwise would have, because Washington's not recruiting both. I don't think Gonzaga's recruiting both. Duke is probably going to recruit both. Kentucky probably going to recruit both. But, like, you know, you could maybe get in there and get that done. I'd be surprised, but maybe. It is funny, when I sat down with the father, who was – Paolo, by the way, super impressive young guy. Like, forget basketball. You just sit down and talk to him for 20 minutes. Could not be more impressed with him as a young person. And his father seemed awesome as well. And he and I were talking in Colorado Springs, and he knew I was from Memphis. And he was like – you know, the way we might go about this, because we get five visits, is, like, we might take a, quote, official visit to Duke, but while we're there, also go to North Carolina, because mm-hmm. it's right there. And he said, so, like, we can knock out some of these schools, basically get some two-for-ones. We're not going to use an official visit on Duke and North Carolina. We'll just go to Duke on an official, or go to Carolina on an official, and then pop over and see the other one unofficially. And he said, you know, we could do the same thing with Memphis and Tennessee. Like, we just take an official to one of them and then just pop over. And then he stopped him. He stopped himself and he goes, how far is Memphis from Knoxville? I was like, not close. You're not popping over. Like, you probably going to have to pick one or pick both. But popping from Knoxville to Memphis or Memphis to Knoxville, way different than popping from Duke to Carolina or Carolina to Duke. And then ultimately they announced they're going to take the official to Tennessee, not an official right now to Memphis. But that is an interesting recruiting development. Kennedy Chandler, Paolo Banchero, both going to be in Knoxville next month on an official visit together. And there's some indication that maybe, just maybe, they'd like to play together. I appreciate Jake Weingarten being here, Bennett Doyle setting that up. And we'll come back. Talk big NL Central showdown tonight. Cubs Cardinals. We'll get into it next.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
Your Mid-South Chevy dealers, home to the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. And built on the legacy of the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickups on the road. Delivering more capability and efficiency than ever before. Offering 8 trim levels with distinct personalities and 6 engines designed with Chevy truck power and reliability. Plus, advanced towing technology for more confidence and better control. The all-new Silverado. Get your with this amazing offer. Right now, get a total of $97.60 total value offer on the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT All-Star Z71. Dependability based on longevity. 1987, July 2017, full-size pickup registrations based on 52,175 MSRP. The total value includes $5,750 total cash allowance, $3,010 price reduction below MSRP, and $1,000 option package discounts. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 9/30/2019. See participating dealer for details. Visit Chuck Hutton Chevrolet.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's 2 locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
I've told you about the Oak Hall employee who was a banker and the Oak Hall employee who was a music minister. Now I want to tell you about Will Vestal, the Oak Hall employee who was a ski bum. Will graduated from MUS and the University of Tennessee. Then he went to work on a ski resort. He came back to Memphis in 2008, which, as you may recall, was not a great time to get a gig. He happened to get a job at Oak Hall. He was just going to help out for a little bit. But here's the thing about Oak Hall. The place has a way of getting into your blood. That's true for the people who shop there and the people who work there, too. 11 years later, Will is still helping Memphians find the perfect clothes for them. He likes his colleagues and he likes his customers. He likes the fact that people walk out of the store feeling better than they felt when they walked in. As he told me, in a traditional office setting, I might not stay, but at Oak Hall, I'm given the freedom to be myself. That's how Oak Hall has prospered. It's not a cookie-cutter place. It treats everyone like an individual. So go see Will at Oak Hall. He'll help you find whatever it is that you need to be your best self. Well, except the skis.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the #1 brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Howie, it's so big, Robert Irwin Jewelers only does it once a year.
We're having our annual half-off sale this Friday and Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get half off everything in the store.
Everything in the store, all four locations, is half off.
With the exception of loose diamonds.
How about engagement rings?
Half off.
Diamond pendants?
Half off.
Watches?
Are you just trying to see how I say half off?
I like you with half off.
All half off.
Thank you, Howie. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
2 days only, this Friday and Saturday. All four locations, but don't go online for this one. In-store only.
At Westin Hotels and Resorts, our entire reason for being is your well-being, which is why our wellness offerings are curated with one thing in mind, you. An Eat Well menu crafted with fresh ingredients, an on-demand fitness gear lending program that allows you to pack light and stay fit, and our heavenly bed that helps you conquer the day by giving you a restful night. All of it just for you. So you can rise. Explore at Westin.com, a member of Marriott Bonvoy.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good as your cost.
Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to join me in the next segment, a little after 5 o'clock. We'll get back into our Titans conversation then. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
We got an NL Central showdown in prime time tonight, Bennett, on Big Fox. Not FS1, not MLB at bat. Big Fox,
yeah.
Thursday night baseball, Cubs-Cardinals, start of a four-game series. Really is, like, you can't overstate if you're a Cardinals fan or a Cubs fan, how big this is. Like, if you're not a baseball fan, you probably don't care. But there are a lot of Cardinals fans in this market, a lot of Cubs fans in this market. I've got friends who are both, and it's a start of a four-game series at Wrigley with the Cardinals entering with a three-game lead over both the Brewers and the Cubs in the NL Central. Now, the Cubs or the Brewers, either one, are in position to get the second wild card behind the Nationals. Even if they don't catch the Cardinals. But still, I mean, you've got the Cubs playing for their lives right now.
Yep.
And under less than ideal circumstances because Javi Baez, done for the year. Anthony Rizzo, like, not great. He's hurt. Cole Hamels just got scratched from his weekend start. So they really are up against it. And if they flounder down the stretch, and they got a bunch of games with the Cardinals down the stretch, they might miss the postseason for the first time under Joe Maddon. And we could be watching the last games as Cub manager for Joe Maddon, which is just crazy to me.
Yeah.
We're in a group chat. Two of our buddies are hardcore Cubs fans, so we're constantly just having fun discussing this. But, you know, Madden's on the last year of a contract. They did not extend him. So he's, like, in the final weeks of a contract. And there's some thought that they might just let him walk. And I'm like, what? This dude takes over a franchise in 2015 that had not won a World Series in more than 100 years. He has been to the playoffs in 2015, 16, 17, 18. He's on track as of this minute to go in 2019, and he won you your first World Series in more than a century. In what world do you not want the manager who took a historically awful franchise and put it in the postseason every year he was there and won you a World Series? You gonna let that guy walk?
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, the only reason I could think is maybe they're thinking, well, he's getting older. Like,
we're all getting older.
Yeah, I mean,
but like, if you're getting older and you can no longer do the job, then that makes sense to me. Like, if you're a basketball player and you're getting older, so you can't do that job anymore, then getting older makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Maddon, I believe, is 65 years old.
Yeah, he's not even that. Yeah.
He's still doing the job.
He's still doing the job.
The Cubs
won 82 games.
The Cubs are in a position to go to the postseason for the fifth consecutive year. Like, and I'm not going to pretend that I watch every pitch of every Cubs game the way that I have friends who do, or the way that I watch every pitch of every Mets games. So I don't see the particulars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's some stuff in-game that he does that drives Cubs fans crazy, a lot of bullpen stuff. But I guess I'd say this. What managers get criticized for more than anything else, usually, is bullpen stuff.
Yeah.
It's when they pulled the starter, if they left the starter in too long, who they got up in a bullpen, who they tried to go to, lefty-lefty matchup, when they went to the closer, when they didn't go to the closer. It's always that. It's usually that kind of stuff. And I think probably the most difficult thing to do right now in baseball is manage a bullpen because you're in a juice ball era. So, like, you are more susceptible to obvious decisions blowing up on you than maybe you've ever been, given that there's more home runs hit in this season than any season in the history of Major League Baseball. And so rather than focus on the little details, I just step back, take a look at the big picture. Like, maybe I'm better equipped to judge Joe Maddon than somebody who watches every pitch of every Cubs game because I don't see all the little stuff. I just look back and see the big picture. And all I see is a guy who from day one has been nothing but successful, a guy who made you relevant, 162 games a year for five straight seasons, who snapped your World Series drought, who's by all accounts a smart guy and a likable guy, and who does what I think is the most important job a manager in Major League Baseball has to do, which is not manage a game, but manage a clubhouse over 162 games. That ain't easy, and yet he seems to have that job, part of the job, figured out fairly well. So, like, be careful, Chicago Cubs, because I don't know that I'd want to let the guy walk who has been nothing but successful year after year after year after year, given that before he got there, you weren't that successful that often. But I'll let them figure it out. Either way, big game tonight, Cubs-Cardinals, Wrigley Field. First pitch is 6:15. You'll watch it on Fox.
Story number two.
Congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. They beat the Phillies earlier today 5-4. Down in Atlanta and secured at least a share of the NL East title. Now, there's like, for most teams, 10 games left, maybe for the Braves, 9 games left at this point, but it's right around that number. And so the only way they're not NL East division winners outright in the regular season is if they don't win another game, which is not going to happen, or the Nationals don't lose another game, which is, again, not going to happen. So at this point, it's just a matter of time, and it could come to fruition very, very quickly because the Nationals are off today. But by tomorrow, again, all it takes is a Braves win or a Nationals loss, and boom, that is that. Probably not going to catch the Dodgers, but still going to be in a first-round series against presumably the NL Central winner, whether it's the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Brewers. Meantime, Ronald Acuña Jr., who is awesome, put himself, I guess, sort of in the history books today, hit his 40th home run, becomes the second youngest player, he's only 20 years old, to ever hit 40 home runs in a season. The only player younger than him was Mel Ott, who hit 42 home runs for the New York Giants back when there was such a thing in 1940. Eddie Matthews, Acuña, I think, is 21 now, but he's the second youngest to ever hit 40. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Eddie Matthews was 21 when he hit 40, but he was 2 months older than Ronald Acuña when he did it. But either way, those three guys, Mel Ott, Ronald Acuña, and Eddie Matthews, three youngest people to ever hit 40 home runs in a season. The other two, Mel Ott, Eddie Matthews, they're both in the Hall of Fame. Ronald Acuña, at this point, appears to be on pace, certainly on track. Barring injuries, you'd bet on it one day be in Cooperstown. He's an amazing young talent, and even though they are a division rival, I guess to some extent, of the Mets, even though they have historically been better than the Mets way more often than not, I don't hate the Atlanta Braves. I love Acuña. Pitching staff's good. They got nice young prospects there. I like watching the Atlanta Braves.
It's good to see them good again.
Yeah,
especially in this region.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like I don't
for whatever my flaws are in life, and I got plenty, one of them isn't that I sit around hating other things. Like, I don't like, I'm from Memphis. I hate Nashville. I don't hate Nashville. You know, I'm a University of Memphis graduate, so I hate Tennessee. I don't hate Tennessee. I don't hate Ole Miss. I don't hate Mississippi State. I'm a Mets fan, so I hate the Phillies. I don't hate the Phillies. I don't hate the Braves. Like, I don't really hate things. Like, is that weird?
That's a little weird.
I don't hate stuff. I don't really hate people. I get agitated by people, dummies on social media, but I don't, like, actually know most of those people, so I don't hate them. And even the people I do get agitated by on social media who I know, I don't hate them in real life. I don't, like, I just hate that they're trying to talk about things they don't know anything about, and it's visible to me. But I don't actually hate them. I don't really have much hate in my heart, Bennett.
Well,
I feel like that's a pretty good quality not hate.
It is a good quality because, I mean, we were talking about the Titans earlier, like playing the Jags tonight, and I hate the Jaguars.
That
like,
doesn't even make sense to me.
I hate them. I hate Jalen Ramsey. Like, I hate that team.
I don't understand
that. Like, I will be yelling at my TV when he makes a huge play and is, like, talking trash to whoever he makes a play on our team. Like, I just can't stand them.
Like, if you were a Mets fan, you would under most circumstances hate Bryce Harper. Like, he was a National, now he's a Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I love
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.